Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be hot and humid. We can expect a high temperature of 92 degrees. Heat index values as high as 97. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 2 and 5 a.m. Clear during the evening, then mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 68. Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And in the news for today, Northern Wisconsin-based Citizens for Safe Water Around Badger is circulating an online petition asking President Joe Biden and the EPA to take action on finding safer ways to deal with military waste in regards to dangerous chemical exposure that is causing damage to physical and environmental health. From the CSWAB website, in communities across America, open burning and detonation of hazardous waste explosives results in the uncontrolled release of toxic heavy metal, PFAS energetic compounds, perchlorate, nitrogen oxides, dioxins, and other carcinogens to the environment, placing the health of our soldiers, workers, and neighbors at risk. The Department of Defense currently operates 38 toxic burn sites in the U.S., almost all in low-income rural communities. At these sites, the military collects excess, obsolete, or unserviceable munitions, including bullets, missiles, mines, and the bulk explosives and flammable materials used to manufacture them, and destroys them by adding diesel and lighting them on fire or by blowing them up. Last fiscal year, the Department of Defense destroyed 32.7 million pounds of explosive hazardous waste on U.S. soil using these methods known as open burning and open detonation. The text of the petition reads, "Dear Mr. President, U.S. and regional EPA administrators, I am writing to urge you to protect human health and the environment by calling for the immediate implementation of safer alternatives to open-air burning, open detonation, and incineration combustion of military munitions. I urge you to require safer alternatives that encourage waste prevention and recycling, prevent the release of toxic emissions and pollutants, and advance the principles of environmental justice by assuring that all people enjoy the same degree of protection and access to the decision-making process. The Badger Ammunition Dump, which is located near Sauk City, Wisconsin, was for years the site of one of the largest military munitions production plants. Although it was decommissioned in the 1970s, it continued to hold the spoils of war. There are similar ammunition dumps across the country causing the same environmental challenges. Environmental cleanup of the 7,400-acre Badger plant is expected to exceed $250 million. Of the 40 contaminated military sites in Wisconsin, the Defense Environmental Restoration Account cites Badger as the most contaminated. 32 areas within the plant are polluted with high levels of solvents, toxic metals, and explosive wastes. Groundwater beneath the plant is contaminated with cancer-causing chemicals, including carbon tetrachloride, trichloroethylene, and other pollutants. An area known as the propellant burning grounds is the source of a 3-mile-long plume of contaminated groundwater that has migrated off-site, polluting private drinking water wells in its path and dumping into the Wisconsin River. To hear an interview with Laura Ola, Executive Director of Citizens for Safe Water Around Badger, you can check the WDRT podcast page for Conversations, dated March 17, 2022. She was hosted on the program by WDRT volunteer Dina Eccles. The link for the online petition letter can be signed and sent from www.cswab.org. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.